You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, and I am currently not holding a pen in my hand, which is terrible. There we go. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. We are here. The weekend is almost here. I hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful morning. Thank you for sharing time with us. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. I got a special guest today. Mr. Dom Lee is our producer all the way up in Madison. Good morning, Dominic. How are you this blustery, let's see, the Civic Media mid-morning weather balloon is up in the air. It is 34 degrees right now. How are you doing up there?
I'm doing pretty good. And like you said, it's actually starting to get warm now. It's starting to get warm.
Not yet. We don't say those words.
Well, for me, you know, it was really, really cold. It was, what, negative something or a week ago? Not even.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So this is different. This is nice, though. I'm doing good, Greg. I'm glad to be on.
Great. I'm glad to have you here today. And we are going to have a fantastic show for you this morning after the 9:30 news. We are going to be welcoming back to the show Gail Cornelius, who's the regional director for World Relief in Wisconsin. They have been doing a lot with faith leaders, with community members on how to help people basically give voices to those who are standing up to the ICE occupation in Minneapolis. There's growing concern there, and they are working on solutions using their faith-based group to work with communities to help get closer and closer to just getting to a better place up there in Minneapolis. Then we will be speaking after the 10 o'clock news. Naomi Kritzer is a science fiction and fantasy writer from St. Paul, Minnesota. And for the last decade, she's been infamous, it says here, for her election guide, which provides openly opinionated deep dive information on candidates running down the ballot races in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And Naomi's next book, Obstetrics, there it is. I said it before. It was so easy before. It's coming out in June. She's also been writing articles on how people can get involved and help with ICE. The post basically for those who are living within and outside the ICE occupation, giving resources on what people can do, whether you're living in the city or out. But that's Naomi Kritzer after the 10 o'clock news. Then we've got another edition of Take It or Leave It. Today, we're talking Super Bowl. Are we going to talk Olympics? I don't know. Are we going to talk Puppy Bowls? I don't know. It's a sports-erific Friday, let me tell you. And if you know Greg Bach, you know one thing. I love sports. All right. Dom's laughing. Okay, all right. That wasn't... Sure. All right. Cool.
It was good. You know, I like the Puppy Bowl, too. You know, I'm a big Puppy Bowl fan. So, you know,
it's... Yeah. Yeah. It's Team Scruff and Team Fluff, I believe it is.
I think you're right. I think it is Team.
I think Scruff. I'm right. Yeah, I don't know. Right. Okay. All right. We'll talk more about that at 10:30. And then at the end of the show, we'll have a handy tip from Greg today. Just, you know, a tip for you for the weekend. That's all I'm going to talk about for right there. It's just a tip from me to you for the weekend. But we got lots to talk about, including a story out of the Wisconsin Examiner. Henry Redman has the byline. This was released this morning. Twin Cities ICE presence extends into Wisconsin. Now, I know this is nothing new. I know that ICE has been present in Wisconsin for a while now, whether they are, as we spoke about with Jim yesterday, Hannah Dugan was arrested for obstructing what they said was an ICE arrest. They have been also going through smaller towns in northern, northwestern Wisconsin, and this is what they're continuing to do. It says here, hours after the White House border czar Tom Holman announced that they would be drawing down 700 immigrant agents out of Minnesota. That still leaves 2,000, by the way. It's not all of them, not even half of them, not nearly enough, in my opinion. But 700 immigration agents are coming out of Minnesota. They crossed the St. Croix River to conduct a number of raids in the Twin Cities exurban communities of Hudson and Baldwin, Wisconsin. Those operations included the arrest of immigrants at the St. Croix County Courthouse, which is right up their alley, which is exactly where they were at when Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested. But they also went into Baldwin and arrested folks in a Mexican restaurant. In the prior weeks, federal immigration agents have regularly crossed the river, arresting people working at small manufacturing operations and gas stations ranging from as far as Eau Claire. I know folks up in that area have been messaging in. They say the ice is in their neighborhoods. This is nothing new, but I'm saying this out loud now because this is something we all need to be keenly aware of. We need to not forget. They're maybe coming out of Minneapolis, out of the Twin Cities, Minnesota area, but they are certainly not done doing what they want to do, and that brings them here into Wisconsin. And I'm hoping that when we speak to Gail as well as Naomi, we have some tools we can use to help folks stay safe, stay protected. And I think one of the most important things, too, is whether you are, regardless of who you are, regardless of your citizenry, regardless of your status, regardless of anything, you're a human here on this earth. You're a human here on the soil here in this nation. You are protected by certain rights by the Constitution, and it's important to know those rights. And we spoke to Emilio De Torre, who is the executive director of Milwaukee Turners. They have great resources on what you need to know to protect your rights, what you can and cannot say, what you can and cannot do. And I think this is important to reiterate that fact that we have rights in the face of these sorts of occupations, these sorts of actions where they are just walking into restaurants and wholesale gathering up people and taking them away. I wasn't aware, Dominic, I wasn't aware, did you know this, that some of the most hardened, worst criminals in the world work at a Mexican restaurant in Baldwin? That's where all the criminality is, my friend.
Yeah,
get rid of them.
Yeah, right? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I feel it, sometimes this feels like a broken record, but you got to, you know, there's only one way to remember the lyrics is by listening to the thing over and over again. And that's the fact that we were told in 2024 that this was going to be a project, a mission to round up the worst of the worst, the criminals, the drug dealers. You know, you played it like that. You painted that picture. And a lot of folks were on board with that. A lot of folks who may have not even liked Donald Trump are like, yeah, like if they're here illegally and they're criminals and they're causing problems, yes, let's do that. But we also thought there would, one, be due process, and two, it wouldn't just be rounding up folks, period, on a quota of 3,000 per day, when many of these folks do not have criminal records. U.S. citizens have been rounded up, and not all of them are being deported. They're being arrested, they're being interrogated, and then they're just being thrown back out on the streets. So they're not even really getting rid of a lot of people. They're just arresting folks. That's the quota, is the arrest. They're not even deporting that many people because they find out, oh, we've arrested the wrong person. We have no standing here. Just get rid of it. And then they're left on the aftermath. And this is here in Wisconsin. It's been here for a while, but it's continuing. And in communities like Hudson and Baldwin, I don't have the population of either of those communities on the top of my head right now, but I can't imagine they're large. And I can't imagine that it is a hotbed of crime, especially if they're arresting people at gas stations, Mexican restaurants, and the courthouse. Another side of that argument, too, is these folks who are at the courthouse are doing it right, quote unquote, which is what they were always told to do. Do it right. Do it legal. Do it the correct way. Take the correct path. All right. Protected citizens who are seeking green cards, all those things, that's what they're doing. They're doing exactly what you told them to do. And the goalposts are being moved so hard that they are now being arrested, and they're being arrested in our communities.
And you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I mean, Hudson is 14,000. Population is 14,000, yep. And Baldwin is even less. It's about 4,400. So it's,
yeah,
there's nothing.
So I saw this today, and we had been talking about this, how do the things in Minneapolis, how do the things in the Twin Cities in Minnesota affect us? Well, they affect us deeply, not just because they're our next door neighbors, but we've got folks here that we love and want to see protected and have every right to be here unharmed, but that is what they're doing. As they are leaving Minnesota, they're not done. The mission isn't done. They're not going home. They're not retiring from their jobs. They are simply going to somewhere else, and that somewhere else is here in this state. It also needs to be said that if you have a moment, just Google ICE agents, bonus payments, not being paid, things like that. You'll see that these people who signed up for a job that they thought was going to be lucrative, which is never the reason why you should take a job like this, they're also now being given the fuzzy end of a lollipop. They're not being paid. They're not given bonuses. I'm not saying we throw them a ceremony or start a GoFundMe, but I'm saying now is the harm that's happening from this action, from this thing, is now touching a lot of individuals, from folks who are just trying to live their lives to people who thought they were going to be protecting this country's, you know, borders. It is a rotten operation, and we are seeing it rot from within outwards. But I just wanted to bring that up again. We cannot forget that this is not an isolated incident. This is not something that's happening elsewhere. It's happening in our own backyard, and we need to be vigilant about what we can do and say, what our rights are as citizens and as non-citizens. Because if you're a non-citizen here, you are still availed of rights by the Constitution of the United States. I know I'm just going on and on, but it's just very, very, very frustrating. That's why I'm very much looking forward to our conversations with Gail as well as Naomi, because we'll be talking about this in greater detail as the morning goes on. If you know, I think I know where you stand, folks. I think I know where you believe, but honestly, if you disagree with me, tell me, call, text, leave a message on the live stream. We're on Facebook, YouTube, the platform we still call Twitter. Tell me why you think this is a good thing. Tell me, and on top of that, not just your opinion on why you think it's great, but tell me, give me details, give me evidence that shows that what they are doing is actually protecting this country and not just creating a sense of fear in good communities with good people. You know, we got off the topic of National Guard troops in cities. That sort of is quelled to a certain extent, but this is the new one. We can't forget either one of those. This is an election year. We go to the polls, Wisconsinites. We go to the polls, other places that are hearing me. But Wisconsin here, we're electing a governor, state senators, state assembly members. We're electing Congress members if they're in your district and running. This is an important year to select voices who want to protect the people of this state, people of this country. And I got a fun fact. I got a really, really cool treat for you. Those protections are going to be for everybody, regardless of who you voted for. Regardless of who you voted for, when we protect the sovereignty, when we protect the rights, that affects everybody. Even if you didn't vote for the person in office, they're taking care of you anyways, because that's the job of those elected officials who want to stand up for our democracy. Cindy from Appleton, I see you on the phone. I'm going to take you on the other side of the break because I want to give you time to talk. So just be patient with me, my friend. I think I already know what you're going to say, but I want to hear it anyways. We're going to take a small moment. We're going to grab some snacks, grab some water. It's important to stay hydrated, especially in these chilly temperatures. If it's dry out, you don't want that skin cracking. Don't want that skin. Good skin routines. That's what we're about here. We're going to talk more about this on the other side. Please call, text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're on Facebook, YouTube, the platform we still call Twitter. And do not forget, we're having fun here today. I appreciate your time. This is Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. Dom is in Madison. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. You are here. I am here. I appreciate you sharing time. Dominic Lee is up there in Madison, and you can get in touch with us by calling or texting 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we're going to be talking to Gail Cornelius, who is the Regional Director of World Relief in Wisconsin, talking about what they're doing to help further effort of getting ICE agents out of city streets, including a letter that was signed by many of their members. And then we'll be speaking to Naomi Kritzer, who is a writer from Minnesota, from Minneapolis, about how she is helping those in and out of the city understand what's going on and what they can do to help. We were talking just earlier as we started the program for you today about an article in the Wisconsin Examiner by Henry Redmond discussing how ICE agents have, some of them have moved out of Minnesota and into Wisconsin doing raids in Baldwin and Hudson, two cities and towns with a combined total, what was it? It was about like 18,000 total between the two?
Yeah, combined total.
Combined,
yeah.
Yep. By raiding courthouses, Mexican restaurants, and gas stations. It's not new. They've been in Wisconsin. That's nothing. I'm not saying they're here finally, and we got to do this has been an ongoing presence. But I was not surprised because I expected if they're being moved out, as Tom Holman has said, they're going to go somewhere, and going across the river is just as easy for them because they can get what they need to get done. So we're talking about how to preserve our rights, how to preserve our relationships through protecting our friends. Cindy from Appleton is on the line right now. Go ahead, Cindy. How are you today?
Well, no, I'm a little upset because I had missed what you said earlier because I was pumping gas, but I knew they'd be coming here eventually, but I just don't know why the Congress and the Senate doesn't start getting a backbone and putting the kibosh on this stupidity. I mean, this is nothing but stupidity. Yeah. And it's just an attempt to terrorize people so that on the polling days or the election days at the polling booths, when there's ICE there, people are not going to come. This is what this is all about. And anybody that doesn't believe this is nuts.
I mean, Cindy, I don't disagree with you. I think that I would not be surprised in that in the heart of heart of some of these individuals who are not, you know, standing up and a lot of them, and there are Democrats in that list too, of people who prefer a strongly worded letter that to action. But the point for me is that They would much rather hold on to their power, as you mentioned, and that is by any means necessary. So therefore, they don't care who they hurt, because as long as they have power and as long as they hold on to the wagon that is pushing this, they're going to be protected. But I will continue to say this until it's no longer applicable. There will come a day for all those folks who support this where you will not be supportive enough. You will not be a fan enough. You will not be MAGA enough for this movement, because you may say, because we are already seeing people who are saying things like, I didn't want this, what's happening in Minnesota, that's not good. And that can be seen as heresy within that group. So Cindy, to me, all it is these folks, rather than growing a spine, they think power is easier to maintain rather than standing up and doing something. But I think it's reprehensible. And on top of that, Cindy, and I said it yesterday and I'll keep saying it, when new leadership comes through the door, whether it's 2026, 2028, 2030, or 32, hopefully as that influence starts to wane and we see folks getting more and more, we see folks running against what this stood for, it's important for those people, regardless of party, because I do feel we will see Republicans finally standing up. It'll take them long enough, and Democrats as well. Then they need to be held their feet to the fire. They need to be the ones who suggest things like, getting people in front of Congress to testify, filing charges, actually punishing those folks who did. And I'm not talking about anything violent. I'm talking about due process. I'm talking about what did they do and how does the law prescribe a punishment? Prison time, whatever that may be. But we cannot just let this go. We cannot just say, well, let's just as a country move on. Let's just get together. And this is what they did to Nixon. They pardoned Nixon because the country needs to move on. No, we need to actually punish people who are trying to work actively against what we stand for in America. That's basically the gist of it for me. And if we see folks who run on an anti-MAGA platform say we need to do something and they do nothing, that's bad too. That's really, really bad. So 2026 is a very important year. It's election year. You got a lot of choices to make. People are running for positions. They're trying to get jobs. Keep them or be the new person. Make sure that you have your questions ready. Make sure that you get straight answers, because that's what you deserve, because they want to represent you. So that's the end of my little tirade. Dom, is that Gene from Eau Claire on the line?
Oh, yes, it is.
Gene, all right, you got about 1 minute left, so you go. Go ahead.
Accountability.
Where are you, dear? There you are, dear.
Yep, here I am. We need accountability And we need to hold their feet to the fire. This can
absolutely
never happen again. Thank you. Bye.
Jeannie with a record setting phone call, making it very simple. She said in like six words what took me literally a half an hour to get through. So I get excited when I hear from you. I get excited to hear from folks who are on board to help make this a better place for all people, period. And I know there's a lot of darkness out there. I know there's a lot to not be excited about. But when I hear people calling and texting, it makes me happy because it makes me feel like I am not alone as well. Really quick, John from Oshkosh says listening on WISS says most of the MAGA remaining will lurk on the shadows, too ashamed to admit they voted for this. Those that are still vocal are just provocateurs and or blatant racists. John said what he said, folks. John said what he said. All right, when we come back, we're speaking to Gail Cornelius, friend of the show, back here to talk about what they're doing to help further the cause of getting ICE out of the streets of this country. She is from World Relief in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere. Questions, comments, concerns, call, text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. It's mid-mornings on Civic Media. My coffee is kicked in. Dom's in Madison. We're going to have fun. Stay tuned and stay close. Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, your confidant in all things fashion questions. I don't say you look bad in anything. Everything makes your eyes pop and makes you look younger. That's what I say to you on this Friday morning. You're here with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do that by calling, texting 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Still ahead after the 10 o'clock news, we have Naomi Kritzer, who is a science fiction writer, a citizen of Minnesota, lives in Minneapolis, and I'm sorry, St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm not getting that fight. She lives in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she writes about the local government. She also has posts out there for folks who want to help in and outside of the cities during this time while ICE is in their streets. So we're talking to Naomi after the 10 o'clock news. 10:35 is another edition of Take It or Leave It. Today we're talking all things Super Bowls, Olympic, and maybe some Puppy Bowl as well. I don't know. It's whatever Tucker has provided for us today. It's going to be a fun time. It's our fun program called Take It or Leave It. And then a handy tip from Greg, rounding out the show, getting you ready for the weekend. But as always, as I said, get in touch, give a call, give a text, get the Civic Media app on your device, phone, tablet. You can talk, call, text, leave a voice message. And I don't know if you know this, Dom, but they can leave voice messages for us even if they don't like it. I've got lots of voice messages from people who don't like me. And they are, let's say, creative really? In how they tell me that. But we're not going to waste any more time on that. We're going to keep the conversation going. We opened up the show talking about ICE moving their way into Wisconsin further. They've already been here. They didn't just come here this week, but they were spotted in Baldwin and Hudson doing raids in very dangerous places laden with criminals like gas stations, Mexican restaurants, and courthouses. Oh, boy. We're talking a lot about this today. And to talk more about what folks are doing to help with this situation, I'm welcoming back to the show the regional director for World Relief in Wisconsin, Gail Cornelius, friend of the show officially, back again.
Wow.
Welcome. Good morning, Gail. How are you today on this blustery, sort of deceptively warm morning?
Good
I don't know where
morning.
You are, but it's 34 degrees here. That's crazy. So
yeah, it feels warm. So yeah. I'm good. Thanks so much for having me back. Happy to be here.
Now, you were on a couple weeks ago, and we appreciated the talk so much. We wanted to have you back because there's been stuff going on with the organization in response to what's happening in Minnesota and around the country. But before we get into that, Gail, give us an overview of what World Relief in Wisconsin does, the wider picture with the organization around the world.
Sure. So World Relief is a global organization. We're a Christian humanitarian organization. And here in the U.S., we work primarily with refugee resettlement. settlement. So we work in partnership with the federal government to be the folks on the ground that when the government approves refugees to resettle in the U.S., we are the ones that have the privilege of receiving them and helping them to start rebuilding their lives here. And so in Wisconsin, we have several areas where we do that, mainly out of the Fox Valley and Chippewa Valley, so on either side of the state. And as you can imagine right now with the families that we've been walking alongside, particularly in Chippewa Valley and Eau Claire, it's a pretty tense moment, I would say.
And in that article, it did mention that there was ICE presence in Eau Claire as well. And, you know, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole of hypocrisy, if you want to say that. What I do want to ask before we get into what the group has done recently with regards to like a leadership call to the president, which is in this process that you do, this is not easy. We talked about this last time. Becoming a refugee, working your way towards getting placed, getting your way towards a path to citizenship. This isn't a simple plan. This isn't something you just walk into America and go, all right, where am I going today? It's a process that people have to go through as if to say they're doing it the right way, correct?
Correct. So refugees are some of the most highly vetted immigrants in our country. The process is extensive. They go through multiple security checks with many of our national security agencies. And often it's a very long process. So we have families that have been waiting for decades to be resettled here. And through that process, they're re-vetted and re-screened through the entire time that they're waiting, even until, you know, they arrive, and they have even more screening once they arrive. And so it is a highly controlled, highly vetted process, which is why I think it was so surprising for us as an organization to hear about this new operation, which I know we'll talk a bit about, but Operation Paris, which is an operation that focuses on refugees specifically, post-admission refugee re-verification and integrity strengthening, I'm sorry, is the full name of the operation.
They love, an acronym, Gail. God.
Right. So it has been something that has taken us aback a bit as an organization to know that we are working with folks that have already been through a tremendous amount of vetting and screening, and to have this operation announced has come again as a surprise, and I think is a real challenge for refugees that again have followed every step in the process, have done all the paperwork, have done everything, as you say, what people call the right way, as it were.
I guess the question I would have for you before we get into your organization's response to this is, you know, I'm sure I am betting dollars to donuts you've gotten no official answer and or reasoning for what they're doing, but amongst yourselves or what you're hearing, why is this? Is it because they just so fervently want to deport people? They have these quotas. They have to look at every single subsect of individuals here in the country. They're like, all right, well, we started with what we thought were illegal immigrants or undocumented citizens, but now we're running out of those, or we're not doing it. So now let's go. Is it just a thing of they're just directing their target at whatever group they can find? Is that what we're looking at right now?
I think that answer is far above my pay grade. So I don't have a lot of clarity on that. But what I will say is I think it's just a challenging time to be an immigrant of any sort in this country. And so
unless you're from South Africa, just saying.
Well, where we, you know, we have these processes in place that are designed to be the legal pathways for folks to come to the U.S. And to see even that legal pathway sort of attacked in this way is something that I don't know that we were really ready for.
I imagine. Now, you have your group, your leadership has signed a letter essentially Can you tell us more about this letter and the impetus of it and what it seeks to do, as well as who is, you know, who has signed?
Sure, absolutely. So as you'll remember from our last conversation, World Relief is a Christian organization. We do all of our work in partnership with the church. And so we really call to the church at this time and remind folks that there is a Christian calling for loving your neighbor, welcoming the stranger. And for so long, the church has been such a large part of refugee resettlement and being the folks that help refugees restart their lives here in the U.S. And so this letter is designed as a call to remind folks of that. So specifically directed at Tom Homan, but of course, leaders of the administration, to say there are Christian leaders in this country that are saying this is wrong right now, that is saying we have supported refugee resettlement. Our church community wants this to happen because this is our biblical calling. And so they are speaking out against this particular tactic. And we've been really pleased so far to see over 10,000 signatures nationwide, and more people are signing on every day to this Christian statement on refugee resettlement.
If you're just joining us on Civic Media Mid-Morning, we are speaking to Gail Cornelius, who is the regional director for World Relief here in Wisconsin, a group that works with refugees, getting them homes placed, getting them on the pathway to, you know, whether it's citizenship, but just making them feel part of a community, feeling safe. And I don't know if he's on the letter itself, but I feel like one of the major major religious leaders, Pope Leo, came out and said that this is not good. Like, he didn't speak specifically about refugees, but he spoke specifically about the fact that what is happening to these folks is essentially a bad path, and it's not of Christian values. I mean, when the Pope is coming out and saying this ain't good, how are you guys talking about that kind of thing? I mean, I feel like that's a pretty big deal when the pontiff says, no, you're wrong, Mr. President. You're wrong, America. This is not the path.
Right. And I think that's what we're hoping to see more broadly, is that Christians will take that to heart. And certainly we work with very closely with the evangelical church. And so we've seen many leaders in the evangelical church also speak up in this way and say, this is part of our calling. And so it is a good reminder to us to go back to the Bible and to read those stories and to say, yes, there are stories of refugees and immigrants all over the Bible. And so this is part of our Christian story here as well.
You know, the question I have for you, and this is more, I'm asking Gail the person, not the representative of World Relief, but you know, you work with this organization, you are a Christian-based organization, you are talking to Christians all the time. What conversations are you having, folks, one-on-one in coffee shops or in your houses, where you are having to say, no, the thing we're being told right now is a bill of goods. This is not a line, like, you know, that I don't know how to phrase it correctly, but you know, people who think this is for the good, you have to sit down and go, this is not what we should believe. This is not what we believe. This is not in line with our book, our instruction manual from above. And basically, I don't want to say changing minds, but just having tough conversations with folks who may think this is the right thing.
Right. There's a lot of tough conversations happening right now. And I think the way as a person that I approach it is really on the human level. I have the distinct privilege of actually knowing refugee families and getting to spend time with them and walk alongside them and hear their stories. And a lot of folks don't get to do that. They understand, you know, they may understand who refugees are or hear about it as sort of this idea in our community, but they might not actually know the people. And so for me, that's really what I focus on. That's what keeps me going, because again, it's not an easy place to be right now. And when it feels like every day are those hard conversations, thinking about the people that we actually serve is what keeps things real.
I think one of the most difficult points I've been trying to get across and trying to make clear is that while I you know, if a person wakes up one day and says, you know what, this is wrong, this is not right, this is, for whatever reason, they feel that they have lost their way, it also shouldn't have to take knowing someone, directly involved to do that. I if it is, then fine. Cool deal. Excellent. But we need to also understand empathy as a that doesn't come from direct experience to say, like, I don't need to know someone to know this is wrong or to want to be able to help and to feel sorry for and to take action. And I think that's something that comes from maybe those tough conversations. You work with those folks in those communities, but a lot of people do not. So they think, well, it's not my world, so why do I care? Well, you should care because they're humans. But we're going to keep the conversation going with Gail Cornelius. She is the regional director for World Relief in Wisconsin. They work with refugees, talking about a letter that being sent to our national leaders on the fair treatment of human beings as based by Christian values and Christian teachings. More to come. Civic Media, mid-mornings. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your believer in all things spring to come because I don't care what the groundhog said. I don't care at all. We're here today on a Friday morning. We're appreciating your time. Thank you for sharing it with us. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, Naomi Kritzer is a science fiction writer who lives in St. Paul, Minnesota, and has been helping get the word out to folks in and outside the community on what they can do to help during this ICE occupation in their streets. Then, we got, let's see, Take It or Leave It with senior producer Tucker. It's going to be sports. We're talking about the Super Bowl. And then a handy tip from Greg to round it all out for the weekend. So we're glad you're here with us. Speaking of calls, before we get back to our conversation with Gail Cornelius, she is the regional director for World Relief here in Wisconsin. Betsy has been very, very patient. Betsy and Jefferson, what's going on this morning, my friend? Welcome.
Hi, I'm Betsy.
Hi.
From Wauwatosa.
And oh, Betsy from Wauwatosa. My apologies.
Oh, don't worry. Before I talk about the military and cities being deployed, I did want to mention that my son, Atticat with News, lives in Los Angeles. He came to see his mommy in Tulsa for one night before he went to Minneapolis, where he was standing where ICE told him to stand and taking a picture, which is what credentialed journalists do. He was bear sprayed from about 2 feet away in the face with a canister. Fortunately, someone else who was there dragged him into a restaurant for a decontamination. He said he would have died in the snowbank if not. So,
gotcha. I'm sorry to hear that, Betsy.
I am too. Fortunately, they did that.
Yeah.
Or unfortunately. That's against the law to do that to citizens, as well as credentialed journalists. But
yes.
It is also against the United States Constitution to deploy United States troops against our own citizens unless there is an insurrection, which there is not in any of our United States cities. And as a military veteran of 10 years, I know that, and everyone else should know that. We are not trained for that. We are not trained for that. The military is not trained for that. And they should know that that's an illegal order. If they defy it, they'll probably be court-martialed and drummed out. So they'll probably just go along with it unless you're told to take an action against the citizen.
Thank you so much for calling in, Betsy. I appreciate you getting in touch with us today and sharing your thoughts. I'm sorry to hear that about your child while trying to just do the work of reporting the news, but we got to keep these conversations going. We got to keep the help going. We got to keep the support going. And Gail, that's what your organization does specifically. And with everything going on now, specifically with Minneapolis, and we spoke about them making their way into Wisconsin, what is World Relief in Wisconsin doing as far as processes to help those who are already here, who want to come here? How are your plans changed or stayed the same?
Yep, that's a great question. And I think right now, when we hear stories like that from Betsy, and I'm sure Naomi will be sharing more about her experiences in Minneapolis too, it's hard as an individual to think, what can I do? Mm-hmm. Or even in Wisconsin specifically, you know, we think about, well, you know, that's in Minnesota, which isn't that far away, but it does still feel like, well, it's still not here yet.
Yeah.
And so for us, we don't want to be kind of stuck in that or paralyzed by thinking it's too big of a problem for us to take action on. So instead, what we're doing, again, is really focusing on the human-to-human interaction, on the people. We know if our refugee families are impacted by detention or are in this Operation Paris that they've talked about, that there's going to be key things that they need to have together to prepare themselves. So we're really focused on equipping volunteers, other community partners, our own team, to help families get all of their emergency plans together, to make sure that they have all of their key documents together, that they have planning in place for what would happen if somebody in their family was detained. And to do that, it takes a lot of trusted relationship building. And so that's where it comes in with equipping churches and community partners and volunteers. And that's really what our work is focused on now. We're also standing up volunteer teams that would walk alongside refugee families if they had experienced detention. So doing things like, you will hear stories out of Minnesota where people are delivering groceries to families' homes, or helping to ensure that they get medical needs met, or helping to set up laptops for kids that won't go to school right now because of the environment there. And so we're really working on mobilizing those teams to be prepared when or if this does occur in Wisconsin more broadly as well.
Gail, so we always want to get involved. How can they do that? How can they support World Relief in Wisconsin? We will have the letter in the show notes. We will have you will have your organization's website in the show notes as well. But what can people do to reach out to help you?
Absolutely. So we asked for a few things. First, advocacy. So call your elected officials in this time. If you have not yet called your elected officials, make sure that you're doing that, letting them know how you feel about what's happening. If you do think this is wrong, sharing that with them and letting them know how to change direction. And there are instructions for that. We also ask if you want to sign on to the Christian Letter for refugee resettlement, that you do that there. We are also, of course, taking donations to help support this work in this time. So you can give to our Stay Together campaign, which is a campaign to support some of this emergency planning work and mobilization of volunteers to walk alongside these families if they are impacted in this time. Our website is worldrelief.org/Wisconsin. So if you go there, you'll see all of the information there as well. If you're able to volunteer too, we always love extra sets of hands. So happy to take that as well. And last thing I'll say is, you know, pray. We need it right now.
All right. Thank you so much, Gail Cornelius. She is the regional director for World Relief in Wisconsin. Wonderful to talk to you again, my friend. All of that, your organization, all that will be in the show notes today. If you want to check it out, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Civic Media Mid-Morning. Click on that. You can do all you need to do. Gail, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Naomi Kritzer on Civic Media Mid-Mornings.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.